Mountain Meditation. Begin by getting yourself into a comfortable position. Pay attention to ensuring you feel the support of the chair, your body balanced over your hips and shoulders, your hands and arms in your lap, and your feet firmly on the floor or supported on the bed. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to close, noticing your breathing. Let each breath come in and go out. Just let it be as it is. Don't try to change it in any way. Allow your body to breathe easily and naturally, with its own rhythm and pace. Knowing you are breathing perfectly well right now. Nothing for you to do. Just be. Allow your body to be still, with a sense of dignity, a sense of resolve, a sense of being complete, whole, in this very moment. And as you sit or lie, let an image form in your mind's eye. An image of the most magnificent, beautiful mountain you know or have seen or can imagine. Let it gradually come into greater focus. Allow the sense of this mountain, feel its overall shape, its lofty peak, or maybe there are more, high in the sky, the large base rooted in the bedrock of the Earth's crust. Its steep and gently sloping sides. Notice how massive it is, how solid, how unmoving, how beautiful, whether from afar or up close. Perhaps your mountain has snow blanketing its top and trees reaching down to the base, or rugged granite sides. There may be streams and waterfalls cascading down the slopes. There may be one peak or a series of peaks, with meadows and high lakes. Observe your mountain. Note its qualities. And when you feel ready, see if you can bring the mountain into your own body, so that your body and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. so you share in the massiveness, the stillness, and the majestic feeling of the mountain. You become the mountain. Grounded where you are sitting or lying, your head becomes the lofty peak, supported by the rest of your body, affording you a wonderful panoramic view. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of the mountain, your back, your thighs and your legs, the solid base, rooted to where you are. Experience in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis and spine. With each breath, as you continue sitting and lying, become a little bit more a breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness, completely what you are, beyond words and thought, a centered, grounded, unmoving presence. And as you are here, in this moment, become aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colours are changing, virtually moment by moment, in the mountain stillness. The mountain surface teems with life and activity, streams, melting snow, waterfalls, plants, wildlife. As the mountain sits, seeing and feeling how night follows day, and day follows night. The bright warming sun, followed by the cool night sky, studded with stars. And then the gradual and beautiful dawning of a new day. Through it all, the mountain just sits, just is, experiencing change in each moment, constantly changing, yet always just being itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another, and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day. Calmness, abiding all change. In summer, there is no snow on the mountain, except perhaps for the very top peaks or in the crags shielded from direct sunlight. In the autumn, the mountain wears a coat of brilliant fiery colours. In winter, it wears a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it may find itself at times enshrouded in clouds or fog, or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see your mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, as it's too cloudy or rainy or foggy or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. Clouds may come and clouds may go. People may like it or not. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by whether people see it or not. Seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, boiling or frigid, day or night. It just sits, being itself. At times visited by violent storms, buffeted by snow and rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude. Through it all, the mountain sits, being itself. Spring comes. Trees bear leaves of beautiful fresh green. Flowers bloom in the high meadows and slopes. Birds sing in the trees once again. Streams overflow with the waters of melting snow. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on its surface, by the world of appearances, remaining its essential self through the seasons, the changing weather, the activity on its surfaces. In the same way as you sit here or lie here, you can learn to experience the mountain. You can embody the same central, unwavering stillness and groundedness in the face of everything that changes in your life, over seconds, over hours, over years. In your life, you experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body, and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, activity and inactivity, our moments of colour and our moments of drabness. It's true. You experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in your own mind and body, buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain. You endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as moments of joy and uplift. Even your appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather of its own. By coming the mountain, you can link up with its strength and stability and adopt them for your own. You can use its energy to support your energy to encounter each moment with care for yourself . It may help you to see that your thoughts and feelings, your preoccupations, your emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally. But the mountain's strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honoured, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us. And much more, if we can let the mountain in. Link with the strength and stability of the mountain. Helping us to remind ourselves of what it means to sit mindfully with resolve, with wakefulness, grounded in true stillness. Just sitting, just being yourself, just being. This is your mountain. Link with your mountain. Imagine your mountain. when you need it, and when you're ready, come back to where you are, bringing back the stillness, being grounded, being able to weather all that life throws at you, and just being you.